At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
To ESPN 97.5.
6 months after joining O Athletic in the Heights, I'm already down to my pre-pandemic weight. Joe George here, and I'm not slowing down just because my pants are fitting better. I have new goals, and I'm working towards them with my trainer, Cam, who helps me in the gym and with my meal plan. You can get your own trainer, and they offer over 100 classes a week. O Athletic isn't just a gym, it's a lifestyle. Don't wait for January. Start right now. Check them out now at 767 North Shepherd or on Instagram at oathletic and oathletic.com.
What's up, guys? Sean Mapes here. Looking for a fun way to win up to 100 times your money this football season? Put your skills to the test on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just choose two or more players and pick more or less on their projection on a wide variety of stats and place your entry. It's just as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $1,000 with just a few taps. That's right, $1,000. Easy gameplay, lightning quick withdrawals, and a huge selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code MAPES, that's M-A-P-E-S, and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code MAPES on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even have to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks. Run your game.
Houston and Katie, are you tired of going to the same wing spot that just sauces wings and doesn't deliver a well-seasoned wing? Philly Flats has the wings you're looking for. We may not have the word wing in our name, but we sure have the wings that will make you wonder why you haven't heard about us sooner. We have the traditional sauces like buffalo and garlic parmesan, but it's our in-house hot honey and our dry rub called Texas Heat that will make your mouth water. Philly Flats and Katie, we just do wings better.
Hi, this is Sean with Greenlight Offer, and I buy houses cash. Call me today at 832-779-4000. I'll buy your house for cash and pay you cash up front. I'll buy houses in any price range and any location in the Houston area. Do you own a house that needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great, because I love buying fixer-upper houses. Do you have a tenant living in your property? Not a problem. I'll buy your house with the tenant in it. Do you think your property would be difficult to sell? Easy. We provide assistance for any situation for houses in any condition. Do you want the best price for your house? Done. I'll beat any offer you have on the table. Remember, if you need cash fast, I'll pay you cash up front. Give me a call today. Sean at Greenlight Offer, buying houses. Call me at 832-779-4000. That's 832-779-4000. Call for Sean with Greenlight Offer, and I'll get your Greenlight number on your house today.
Hey guys, Joel Blank here for Vanderford Air. If you need a new air conditioning system and you're concerned about finding the right company, you know, the one that guarantees their work and one that can give you a quality install that cools your home to the temperature you actually want, plus dehumidifies your home to the ultimate comfort, look no further than Vanderford Air and Plumbing. You're not going to overpay for an AC and heating system with Vanderford Air and Plumbing. They are going to take care of you every step of the way. Go to VanderfordAir.com. That's VanderfordAir.com.
This is Gallant and George
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now back to Paul and Joe inside the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
For a moment, I thought this might be the Shedeur Sanders song. Because it's a fat beat. For real, for real. On God, no cap. It be bussin'. Joe, why are you laughing? Sorry you're not hip.
You're right, I'm not.
Like me. I just made my hat go sideways. Scooter Gallant here. Gallant and George, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. How long can I speak like this without you busting out laughing?
I mean, I'm just going to, I think I'm good now.
If I speak with a serious journalist voice.
No, that's making it just weird.
Okay.
Can you say Colorado?
Colorado football is. Yeah.
Okay, that's all I need.
Under serious scrutiny now. Look.
I wonder if we can get like Randy McIlvoy to drop that in there. A Colorado.
Probably like, not. Like I, think just, like, hey, can you, I think he's too
Can you find a way?
We need Randy to bring me back on Sports Sunday. Right.
We get Nate Griffin to say it then.
Well, listen, I'm an equal opportunity whore for TV. You don't have to pay me though. Like check that. I'm not even I'm a slut for TV. You know, just ask me when and I'll put up my suit.
We'll work for free.
we'll work for free. Always do. But anyway, to bring it back to this, like we're appreciating where the Texans are. Yesterday, some people were getting frustrated with me saying, "Hey, they were lucky to win on Sunday. It was a good win. They were lucky that they were playing against a team like the Indianapolis Colts." A team like Colorado is a lot like a team like the Jets, like the Browns. The difference is that Colorado has brought so much more scrutiny on themselves because instead of saying, you know what, let's shut up after last year and the way that it went down, they kept doing the same old, same old. So they lose to Nebraska on Saturday. Everyone saw that coming. I don't know who picked Colorado. If you did, you're crazy. After the game, there's a lot of interesting storylines that have nothing to do with football. And one of them was that Colorado football is apparently playing Shedeur Sanders' song whenever he specifically scores a touchdown instead of the Colorado Buffaloes fight song. This song, bookie.ag, is the best place for all of your gambling desires. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with mybookie.ag. Use promo code BET975.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Houston, it's time to come together and celebrate the city we call home. September 14th, your Houston Cougars clash with the Rice Owls for the Bayou Bucket. It's more than just a game. It's a celebration of everything that makes Houston great. It's about pride, bragging rights, and celebrating the city we love. Get your Bayou Bucket ticket special at uhcougars.com/promo. Enter promo code RICE24 to get tickets for just $10 in the 200 level at TDECU Stadium. Come early, be loud, wear red.
See website for details. News Happen is not a lender and does not make credit decisions. Must be 18 years old. Not available in all states.
Honey, the credit card bill came and we're maxed out.
Great. Maxed out cards, rent is due, bills are piling up. We just need some extra cash to help us get by for a few weeks.
We should do what my brother did. He went to BillsHappen.com and got $3,000 the next day.
With our bad credit, I don't think so.
BillsHappen.com is different. They are one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with all credit types get up to $5,000.
I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork.
Nope, my brother said it was easy. He did it right from his phone.
If you have a regular source of income, you can be approved for a loan for up to $5,000 in minutes, and your cash can hit your bank account the next day. BillsHappen.com's lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history.
Great news! I went to BillsHappen.com, and we will have our money as soon as tomorrow.
Wow, that is fast.
If you need extra cash, go to BillsHappen.com. That's BillsHappen.com. BillsHappen.com.
Hey, everybody. John Granato with Robin Orlando from Houston Powder Coaters. Robin, there are so many sites in the city that you don't even realize Houston Powder Coaters has touched.
We have been in the Woodlands Waterway, lots of the Landry's restaurants. We've been to Nico Nico's. So if you eat anywhere in Houston, a lot of times we've touched those tables.
What else has Houston Powder Coaters got going on?
Well, we have some exciting projects. We've teamed up with Buffalo Bayou Preservation that you see going into downtown. We're doing benches and expansion right there. Also, Herman Park. We are now doing a lot of projects there. Everyone's getting ready for the World Cup in 2026, so we are a part of livening up our city.
And it's you guys that the city goes to because they can trust you, right?
They can always trust us.
If I call, can I talk to Robin Orlando at Houston Powder Coaters?
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Hurry, don't wait. Call Houston Powder Coaters.
281-676-3888.
Or you can go to the website at HoustonPowderCoaters.com, but it's better to talk to Robin.
That's me.
John Granato here. Walking into Republic Boot Company at 11th and Studewood in the Heights is like walking into a time machine to the Republic of Texas. Seriously, go check it out. Whether it's their exclusive 1836 collection of all leather boots or a customized pair with whatever material and design you want, these are going to be the most comfortable boots you've ever worn. Hats, suits, and all kinds of handmade leather products in a Texas-inspired haven. Book their space for your next event. Republic Boot Company, where tradition meets style. RepublicBootCompany.com.
When you get the chance to go big, take it. Go for Dose this season with Dos Equis.
We're ready for some football, baby.
Dad, hush!
Tackling the biggest news in the NFL.
This just in.
With Paul Gallant and Joe George. The 10-minute drill starts now.
Football time.
What do you think's going to happen right now, boys? You know. What's Aaron going to do?
Look, I mean, you can't abandon the run, Adam, because you don't want to get us thrown every single time against this pass rush.
Right. Right.
Oh, no. No. Oh, no. No. No.
Oh, no. See? No. See, maybe you should get rid of me. I don't want to be here. I'm going. That was terrible, fellas.
That's all we get?
For some. Well, yeah, I shouldn't be here, man. This was a mistake for you guys and for the Jets.
That's Adam Sandler, Jets fan, on the Manning cast watching Aaron Rodgers throw an interception. Adam Sandler's from New Hampshire. Traitor to the realm.
Yeah, I guess.
And he deserved that. He deserved that to happen to him.
Is that kind of like no man's land? Almost like, is it a mix of Patriots fans and Jets fans?
It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. No, New Hampshire is basically New England's Alabama, but firmly a Boston sports territory.
Okay.
Firmly. And they have no say. I know that we fought the English so that we, of course, you know, wouldn't be ruled by the English, but the city of Boston rules over the great region of New England.
Mm.
And everyone should be a Patriots fan, and if you're not, Connecticut.
What does that mean?
Connecticut is the most bull bleep state in New England because they're part of New England and they want to be part of both. And a lot of people in Connecticut have like claimed Giants fandom and Jets fandom, and they deserve everything that happens to them.
Connecticut is the disputed land between Boston and New York.
It's part of New England. It's a pretty clear line.
I just mean as a fan base.
You couldn't afford to live in New York City, okay? You couldn't afford it.
That's why they're Yankees.
So don't root for the teams that are in New Jersey. It's like two states over.
Mm.
Anyway, I reveled in last night's absolute same old Jets performance. Nathaniel Hackett, he's getting canned. Robert Saleh, he's getting canned. Aaron Rodgers, there's a documentary coming out. I even watched a little bit of the Jake Asman show. I did. Oh, it brought a tear to my eye to see the misery of Jets fans.
Say a tear of joy.
Being something. Wait, did I say? What did I say? Tear to my eye?
You said tear of eye.
Oh, yeah. A tear of joy to my eye.
Yeah.
It did bring a tear of joy to my eye. I loved it. I loved every second of it. It's so funny. Jake once told me that when we were going to Vegas for a trip, when this was during the days of Vanessa and Gallant, he said, you just can't envision a world where the Patriots aren't better than the Jets. And guess what? The Patriots still better than the Jets, baby! 1-0! 1-0!
Anyway, what a loser franchise.
They really are a loser franchise, and I love it. I love it. Like, I love as bad as things are for the Patriots right now, still worse for the Jets. Still worse.
Yeah, incredible. It was a tough game for Aaron last night.
Yeah, he didn't look good.
I saw some people were like, Aaron Rodgers is back. I'm like, what?
No.
He watched the same football game last night?
There was one drive where he looked back.
Yeah.
And it was because he was throwing it to Garrett Wilson every single play.
Yeah, the first touchdown drive that they had was just Garrett Wilson ball.
Mm-hmm. The 49ers look really good. They did that without Christian McCaffrey. 32-19, they win. Jordan Mason steps in for Christian McCaffrey, who is a scratch an hour and a half before the game. And he runs 28 times for 147 yards and a touchdown. After the game, he catches up with ESPN's Lisa Salters, and he may have gotten in trouble for this.
Where we go from here?
When did you find out that you were going to be starting?
When I found out, maybe Friday night, you know, something like that. I was always prepared. I mean, we went through training camp. You know, I was RB1 at training camp, so, you know, just been preparing from there and just, you know.
I'm sure that
RB1. He said it. He said it, Paul. An NFL player said it.
He did say it.
Hurts your argument a little bit, I think.
But look, if you're told this on Friday,
is he officially told he was the starter? Kyle Shanahan pushed back on this. And between that interview with Lisa Salters and his post-game interview, I think that he got spoken to by somebody in the 49ers organization. Here is Jordan Wilson at the post-game podium.
Mason.
Damn, I keep doing it. I keep on thinking it's Jeff Wilson. Jordan Mason. The names begin with J. What? What do you want from me?
Why is Jeff Wilson on the top? Like, I'm surprised that you remember who Jeff Wilson is.
I don't know. Okay. Jordan Mason afterwards at the press conference podium.
When did you find out that you'd be in the starting lineup?
That question right there is why I'm at. That's why I don't like really talking to media, because you say one thing wrong, and then, you know, I don't know. Just skip that question.
I'm really confused. Like, he must have got yelled at by the PR staff.
I don't know if he got yelled at, but he probably was told, like, hey, man, like, we might face a fine for that. But, I mean, what's he supposed to do? Like, they asked him the question, and he answered it honestly. And it's ridiculous that people are mad about this to the point where it actually is a story. Like, yeah, McCaffrey got scratched an hour and a half before the game. He's everyone's favorite fantasy football running back. Life sucks sometimes. It's not the 49ers' fault. They don't have to tell everybody that. And honestly, I feel like teams should be allowed to keep things behind the fog of war. Did they tell Jordan Wilson that McCaffrey was going to be out? No, they told him he was going to have a bigger role. And people are like, this is the smoking gun. The 49ers should be punished because my fantasy team lost because they didn't have any options on the bench to start instead of Christian McCaffrey, even though he was listed as questionable for the entirety of last week.
Yeah, I feel bad for him.
Like, I do too.
Because, like, he's clearly, like, got talked to in a way that, like, he is annoyed.
Yep.
Yeah. And, like, upset. So, like, I feel bad for him. Because,
yeah, shame on Kyle Shanahan.
Honestly, yeah. Like, the PR staff, if this is going to be a problem, you know that question. That's a very obvious question.
Yeah.
When did you know you were going to play? I think that's kind of standard. Like, Justin Herbert was probably asked that the day that they stabbed Tyrod Taylor in the lungs with a shot with a needle. Justin, when did you learn you're going to play? I don't know, 5 minutes before the game started?
After the coin toss?
Like, that's a very standard question. So, like, these guys who are not as PR trained, you got to help them out a little bit.
Yeah. Now Jordan Mason has to deal with these questions. Paul Gallant can't even learn his name. He's confusing him with a running back who's rushed over 600 yards once in his career.
I mean, to be fair, he was on the 49ers.
And the last season was 2022.
He's on the Dolphins now?
Yeah, he's been on the Dolphins for 3 years.
Yeah.
3 years, damn.
Or this is the third year.
Okay, got it.
So two years, or not 2 years. He barely ever played.
A sip of the hat and an apology to Jordan Wilson.
Damn it, I did it again. How?
The most Jeff Wilson ever played for the Niners was 12 games in 2020.
I can't believe I keep screwing this up.
I can't believe as you tried to apologize, you did it again.
I can't. That wasn't even a bit. Oh. That's just me having a small brain. Tyreek Hill, speaking of the Miami Dolphins.
Tyreek Wilson.
Stop. I'll screw that up, too. His agent, Drew Rosenhaus, has called for firings in the Miami Police Department on a appearance at the Dan Le Batard show. He said, quote, "For me personally, I believe the police officers that did that to Tyreek shouldn't be in the position. They should be let go. Look at the guy who kicked him. That guy should be fired. That's out of control. The guy that jumped in and put him in a chokehold, there's no place for a police officer to have a badge that operates like that when Tyreek wasn't being aggressive or violent or fighting back in any capacity. It was horrendous how they treated him. They didn't treat him like a human being. I do think it was excessive by the cops. I also think that Tyreek Hill was probably driving like a madman. I mean, 60 miles per hour, 30 mile per hour zone outside of a stadium. Supposedly there was weaving going on. I think there actually is video of that. He did act a little bit entitled when it all happened. Our total thoughts on that in the first hour of the Gallant and George podcast, which you can get on Apple and on Spotify. But that's the latest. Drew Rosenhaus is calling for firing.
I think I missed the kick.
I missed the kick as well. I guess I got to watch it back again.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's a pruder analysis, the bejesus out of that.
Was there like a, when they kind of sat him down on the curb? Because they had him laid down when they handcuffed him, and they stood him back up on the curb. And I think maybe a kick happened to get him back sitting down when Calais Campbell joined the party. I forgot.
The attorneys of the Reyes Law Firm, representing the Miami-Dade Police Department officer, via statement said that they want him to be immediately reinstated. They believe that the decision to place their client on administrative duties were premature, though they fully support the Miami-Dade Police Department.
So both lawyers are doing the lawyer stuff.
Yeah, we're in lawyer mode.
Let me guess. What? Oh, so the guy representing Tyreek Hill, I know he's his agent, lawyer, but still, he's basically doing PR for Tyreek Hill. Says the cop should be fired. The cop's attorney says they shouldn't even be on administrative leave.
This is always where, like, these stories where I'm like, all right, well, now I'm over it.
Yeah.
Like, once you start getting all the lawyer back and forth, yeah, the agents, I'm like, I think I'm.
Unless it's
going
to be funny, like Scottie Scheffler story. When the video comes out for the Scottie Scheffler stuff and it's funny.
I wonder if there's an $80 pants that got messed up.
I don't know. Maybe what that officer with black sleeves, maybe he ripped a hole in his shirt.
As one does.
As one does.
It does happen. Anyway, that is
Officer Wilson.
That is our 10-minute drill on Tuesday, September 10th, 2024. Up next, we're going to do a quick draft in honor of the late James Earl Jones. But first, Joe's going to tell you about O Athletic.
Yes, I'm at the lightest I've been since before the pandemic when I got married January 2020. Then the world shut down and we're eating, we're drinking, we're having a good time. Like, there's not much to do in the world besides those things when you can't go out. So I put on some pounds, the most I'd ever weighed when I started this journey about 6 months ago at this point. And I'm down, like I said, to my pre-pandemic weight. And you don't need to wait till January 2025 to start your weight loss journey. O Athletic is ready for you right now. They offer over 100 classes per week. You can sign up and go whenever it's convenient for you to go and take a weightlifting class, an agility training class. You want to try Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu or boxing. They have all of that for you. You can get a personal trainer as well. Check them out, O Athletic, on Instagram, oathletic.com, and 767 North Shepherd in the Heights, and tell them that Joe George sent you by.
Stick around.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.